Good morning. It is 8:47 at WFIR. Time now for Ask the Expert. I welcome in my guest today, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Don, my friend, it's always good to talk to you. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Great. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend. And I'm going to let you get right to it, Don. It's sort of become a tradition for you, so take it away.
Yeah. Well, in the spirit of the season, I'd like to read the Christmas story from the Bible, from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment, which Quirinus was governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men."
And we're speaking with Don Wilson, Evergreen Memorial Trust, as the expert. His tradition, we do he does the recital of the Christmas story. And thank you for that, Don. And I also understand now that you want to do something about some tips as we, we're just a couple of weeks here from about a week and a half or so from the new year. What about some tips for planning for the new year from Evergreen?
Well, right. Of course, our planning guide is a great tip and a good New Year's resolution to get your affairs in order. But in a couple of weeks, when we speak again, I'd like to also talk about how folks can secure their data after they're gone. You know, we have all kinds of passwords now and social media, and unless you take some steps, those passwords can get lost, and maybe that's something you want families to be able to have access to. So here in a couple of weeks in the new year, in 2021, we'll talk about some of those tips.
Okay, so we'll look forward to that program on January the 5th when we get into 2021, Don. And speaking of your planning guide, say a listener would like one of those, in the next couple of days before the holiday to look over it. How might they be able to get one of those planning guides, which are very helpful, Don, from Evergreen?
Well, sure. This is a great time when if you're gathering with family this holiday season. You could stop by one of our Evergreen Memorial Trust offices and pick up a free planning guide from one of our counselors. It's got lots of pages in it that will be helpful. You can write down information that you want folks to know about. You can make some plans in advance. You can write it down. But it's all important to speak to others and speak to your family and your loved ones about what your wishes are. This planning guide is just for us and just for you. So please stop by Evergreen Memorial Trust property to pick one up.
How can our listeners reach out to you, Don, for more information?
Of course. Well, on the web is a great way at evergreenmemorialtrust.com. There's a submission form for more information. You can fill that out. And you look around at all the different options and offerings that our cemetery company has.
Evergreenmemorialtrust.com. Don, Merry Christmas to you, and certainly look forward to the next segment. It'll be coming up January 5th on Ask the Expert. Have a good day, my friend.
Happy New Year.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning, WFIR.